Let's bow our heads with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, I pray, Lord, that you give us your Holy Spirit and give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. And I pray that you help each and every one of us to guard our steps when we go to the house of God, to go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. And I pray that you help us to learn from your word today and help us not just be a hearer of your word, but also to put into practice so that we may be blessed in what we do. And I pray that for myself, I pray that you help me to speak as one speaking the very words of God. And I pray all this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So let's study James chapter 4, verses 1 to 12 today. So the title I chose was Keep in Step with the Spirit, and this Spirit is the Holy Spirit. So in verse 1, let's start there. So it says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? So when we look at the condition of the church that James is writing to, and all the members of God's house, then we see that when the brothers are fighting and quarreling among themselves, they're not acting out of heavenly wisdom, but they are acting out of earthly wisdom, also unspiritual wisdom, and also wisdom that is of the devil. So this is taken from James chapter 3, verses 15 to 16. So it says, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. So in this case, the disorder that is referenced in verse 16 is the fighting and the quarreling, and also the killing and the coveting that occurs. So James also tells us that in chapter 4, verse 1, that the reason for the fighting and the quarreling is that it comes from desires that battle within us. So these will be the evil desires. And unless we deal with these evil desires, it will cause us to sin. And then when sin is full grown, then it gives birth to death. So this is taken from James chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. So here it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Okay, so now let's go back to James chapter 4. So verse 2 says, you want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. So an example of someone in the Bible who killed and coveted in order to get what they wanted is Cain. So let's take a look at what happened in the life of Cain. So please go to Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 8. So starting verse 3, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Now then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. So let's take a brief pause here and take a look at what's happening in Genesis chapter 4. So if you recall, so here it says that sin desires to have Cain. And so where does this sin come from? So if we recall James chapter 1, then we know that the sin comes from our own evil desire, which tries to tempt us. And then after the desire has conceived, then it results in sin. So in the same way, if each and every one of us do not do what is right, then sin is also crouching at our own doors and desires to have us, but we must master it. But we see that in the life of Cain, Cain was not able to master it. So in verse 8, it says, "Now Cain said to his brother Abel, 'Let's go out to the field.' And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him." So through the life of Cain, we can see that Cain himself also did not have heavenly wisdom, but he had wisdom that was earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. And so by Cain's actions, we can see that he also belonged to the devil. And this is what Apostle John said in 1 John chapter 3.